can hear sinners call at the dawn of the day. Yesterday is fallen, love is just sweet as a day. Just sweet as a day. Oh, just sweet as a day. I am turning, turning from a land that I loved well. Look ahead, my darling, wanna cross the road and swell. Can hear seagulls crying as you're slipping out of the bay. Yesterday is dying, love is just sweet as a day. Just sweet as a day. Sweet as olé, mais je n'ai pas le soir. Je suis désolé de la vigne de mon sein. Je suis désolé, mais je n'ai pas le soir. Je suis désolé de la vigne de mon sein. We are sailing, sailing for a land that's proud and free. I had no more endurance for a head to come with me. And I will do which I must do, love. Now we're underway. All that I can say to you is just sweet as a day. Just sweet as a day. Oh, just sweet as a day. Mais je n'ai pas le choix. Je suis désolé, mais je n'ai pas le choix. Je suis désolé, mais la vie est de mon sein. Oh, je suis désolé, mais je n'ai pas le choix. Je suis désolé, mais la vie est de mon sein. Je suis désolé, mais je n'ai pas le choix. Je suis désolé. Mais la vie me demande ça.
Nevaeh, I lost my foot in a lawnmower accident. Now I teach other children how to play safe. Kids shouldn't play near lawnmowers. Lawnmowers are very loud. The driver wouldn't be able to hear you if you were playing anywhere near. It's very important to be cautious.
Whatever game you play, play safe.
A message from the War Amps. Learn more at waramps.ca.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
Didn't know that you sleep all along, and when I left and I came back again. doors, turn off the lights. I know the oven's off, I checked it twice. Same old shoes, got the big picture blues, living by the luck of the draw. These were the nights, leading the days, road to a time less forgotten anyway. Misspell a Monday, rolls like thunder, life by the luck of the draw. There's no living to be made. And time keeps a steady pace. And God's my poker face. Gone with days in the midst of a race. Days turn to nights, leading the days. Roll to a time that's forgotten anyway. This spell wonder rolls like thunder.
You're here on CILU 102.7 on the Wednesday Night Roundup, and that was Daniel Donato with his 2019 song Luck of the Draw. And before that, we had Star Painter with Mark of Cain. Daniel Donato's got to be one of the more interesting country guitar players going today. He has about 15 different Telecasters, only plays Telecasters, but everyone's got a little different kind of hitch to it, whether it be different pickups or big whammy bars or the B bender.
That's pretty interesting.
Oh yeah, I love that B bender. Kind of gives the steel guitar effect.
That's cool. Didn't Keith Richards popularize that?
Yeah, he did. It gives the steel guitar effect. It's just like one string, the B string. It brings it up a full tone when you activate that. So yeah, he's really cool. He's got a big Instagram following, always going live on Instagram. So
that's cool. Well, now that I know he's a Tele fan, I might have to start following him, because I've been kind of low-key shopping around for a guitar right now, and really into the Telecaster sound.
Oh man, like if I had to choose only one guitar, and with my current budget, that's where it goes, I might lean Strap, but it's just, you cannot beat or replicate the sound of a Tele, and that's, I really like that.
Yeah, it has such an iconic tone, just very, very punchy, it cuts through everything.
Exactly, and no matter what kind of effects or distortion you're putting on it, you know you're listening to a Telecaster, so.
Yeah. We started that set off there with Star Painter with Mark of Cain, and that one was off their album Bury Me by My Family. Star Painter, band out of, I think, Lethbridge, and very cool sound, interesting sound, cool, kind of almost like a modern, kind of folksy type music there. Interesting to see what they'll do with their sound as they continue. That's their debut album, and that's actually the first song on the album.
Cool. Oh, that was a good one. So we had a great show here coming up. Pretty varied. Probably lots of music. Some music, anyways. Not too well known. But this next one we're gonna kick off his next set with the title track from one of my favorite albums ever. Here's Anodyne by Uncle Tupelo, CILU 102.7.
Oh, black Cadillac, the engine's winding down. He parked it up on the sidewalk like he owned the whole damn town. I saw him talking to some chick through a thick ghost of smoke, through a thicker haze of southern comfort and gold. Say, girl, you're hotter than the hinges hanging off the gates of hell. Don't be afraid to turn to me, baby, but he don't treat you well. And by he meant me, so I laughed and I shook his hand. He laughed a little bit louder as he yelled up at the band. Play a train song, pull me one more round. Make him leave my boots on the day they laid me down. I am a runaway locomotive out of my one-track. Got this pack of Marlboro Reds, got this stash here in my pocket, got these thoughts in my own head. I'm gonna run until I have to walk, until I have to crawl. Got this moment that I'm living in and nothing else at all. Play a train song, pour me one more round. This place, a little cold there on the sofa, a little smile across his face. And though I tried with all of my sadness, somehow I just could not weep for a man who looked to me like he died laughing in his sleep. Singing a train song, pour him one last round, made him leave his boots on the day they. He was a runaway locomotive out of his one track mind. Play a train song, play a train song, play a train song, play a train up.
On CILU 102.7. That was the brand new tune by the Old 97s, The Dropouts. That's off their upcoming album, 12th. Urge everybody to go check that one out when it comes out. They rarely miss on their releases, even now, with their aptly titled 12th album. Before that, we had Play a Train Song by the classic Texas singer-songwriter Robert Earl Keen. Another guy who never misses, and another very clever songwriter. And started that off with Anodyne by Uncle Tupelo off their final 1993 album, Anodyne. So, yeah.
What an album it was. I mean, I honestly think they got probably better with every passing album.
I mean, I got a soft spot.
There's Susan making a guest appearance on our show here, if you can hear the dog barking in the background.
I got to say, I have a
let's hope the rabbit in the yard passes here.
I got a very soft spot for Uncle Tupelo's first album, No Depression. That country punk thing is very cool to me. And we got a little bit of that similar sound coming up with a Canadian band later in the show. But as for more new music, what's coming up next?
We got some tunes from the new My Morning Jacket album, and the album, which is The Waterfall 2, was actually created from material that was actually recorded when they made their album The Waterfall, which came out back in 2015. Since then, Jim James has gone on to release a couple solo albums, which had fans thinking that maybe we wouldn't get another one. But not only do we have The Waterfall 2, but Jim James has also confirmed that they've recorded pretty much another whole album's worth of material that we're going to be getting sometime in the future. So that's super exciting. We got a new one from The Nude Party. Shout out to my sister Laura, who introduced me to this band in the first place. And they got a new album coming out called Midnight Manor, which is coming out in early October. And we're going to end it off with some with a classic that was made kind of anew again, and we'll surprise you with that last one. You're tuned into The Roundup on CILU 102.7, and here's My Morning Jacket with Climbing the Ladder.
Climbing the ladder, still paying my dues. Don't wanna be headed anywhere though.
Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads.
All my memories gather around her.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. The Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
And you're tuned in to the Roundup on CILU 102.7. And to give you the answer to which surprise cover that we played before the break there, that was a cover of Take Me Home Country Roads by Whitney and Waxahachie. And Whitney is releasing a all-covered album in August called Candid. And really looking forward to that one. They have three singles from there so far. That one's definitely the most well-known of the three covers they've played so far. But I think all three of them so far, they're 3 for 3, and really looking forward to that album. Comes out in a couple of weeks. And before that, we had Shine Your Light, which is the first single off of the new party's new album, Midnight Manor. And started that block off with some My Morning Jacket, Climbing the Ladder.
Yeah, that was a great block of all brand new songs. And coming up, I love that version of Take Me Home Country Roads, just very, very vocal forward, and yeah, that was great. Coming up now, we got a block of all Canadian songs. These first two here are gonna go coast to coast with a couple different folk songs, and then after that, yeah, a couple bands I don't know as well, that Connor's picks or didn't know as well. One of them, Agriculture.
Well, we're going coast to coast, and then we're going right to the middle of the nation, because Marin is from Winnipeg, and Agriculture Club, I believe, is from rural Alberta, I think, but they were based out of Calgary for most of their run there in the 2000s.
That is a cool band. But first here, we got a band that started as a side project of Trish Klein of the Be Good Tanyas, and I don't believe they're together anymore, but they released a couple great albums when they were. With Take the Long Road, here's Pole Girl on CILU 102.7.
Drivers are no Wasomalian wizard. I'm just a young MC potty mouth. I tell them to take the back roads headed south. From the metal to the ghetto, come equipped to the red light district. After performance I did for nickels and cents, he said, see y'all, you're crazy. I said, it doesn't faze me, my love's not lazy. I'm here to amaze thee. Heck, you amazing piss, bitch. I got a brew like Miles Davis. I walked away with that floating around his head. Two ghosts smiling at what I just said. At M. Lowe's after shows, he wanted his joint. He says, okay. I said, all right, brother, just leave it in the ashtray. Commercial success, sex drive. I lick the honey in the hive. And I can drive a fearless love vibe as I look into another country's tribe. I brush my teeth like cookies. I'm eating water covers. And Georgia O'Keefe's my graffiti flags kill. And that's keeping it brief. West Coast, listen to Patti Smith and as the clouds shift. Sundown, Big Sur, the view is killer. By the old homestead of Henry Miller. Don't worry about your final destination. You'll get there soon. Stare at the stars, the children of the sun and the moon.
Yeah. until dawn. You'll find me in the bedroom with the blinds all drawn. You come telling lies till I'm back to sleep, while my body cannot feel at home. Them hungry little voices from an evil's done. They hum ten lies till I'm back to
thank you.
And you're tuned into the Roundup here on CILU 102.7. And that last one there, Cattle Ranch Girl by Agriculture Club, off of their 2002 album, Farmageddon.
Man, that song.
Untuned. Before that, we had a song about American Water by Marin, and a little bit of a tribute, I guess, to Silver Jews there, even though it was released back in, early 2019. I actually had the pleasure of seeing that band play that song live. They don't usually play old country tunes. I think that might be their only old country tune on that EP, but fun band. Have the pleasure of actually knowing a couple of the musicians in that band, so great tunes. Before that, we had Mama's Broke with Count the Wicked. And start that off, we had Pool Girl with Take the Long Road.
Man, I love that Agriculture Club song. You know, I was going to say I love that country punk sound, but honestly, that's just a punk song about tractors and girls from the farm. So, love it. Speaks to me.
We're going to kind of take it down a little notch from there for our last couple of tunes here. Going to start this last little block off with some Father John Misty from his album Pure Comedy. We're going to play the tune Things That Would Have Been Helpful to Know Before the Revolution. And I got the pleasure of seeing that music video for the first time when I was just kind of browsing YouTube a few days ago. And really fun kind of visuals to that song. Starting to get into his music a little bit more. I think I kind of slept on him for... pretty much until his last album, which came out, God's Favorite Customer, and then I went back and started listening to his older stuff, and it's all pretty great.
He's cool, yeah. I mean, he's like, he takes a very like straightforward sort of songwriter approach to the psychedelic music sort of thing. So that's and I mean, great performer too. I saw him last year in Minneapolis, and put on a hell of a show. Had an 11-piece band, 3-piece horn section. Yeah, it was great. So we're gonna.
That's I wish I can see him live sometime.
Yeah, soon.
Someday after the pandemic.
We'll all get back to live shows soon. We're gonna end the song off with Hank Snow, and he was the first Canadian country artist to really make it big in the States. They called him the Yodeling Ranger. And he first popularized the song I've Been Everywhere in the early 60s. Also wrote I'm Moving On, famously covered by Johnny Cash. But we got a different one there at the end. But for now, here's Things That Would Have Been Helpful to Know Before the Revolution by Father John Misty on CILU 102.7, The Roundup.
So we overthrew the system, 'cause there's no place for human existence like right here on this bright blue marble orbited by trash. Man, there's no big that. There's no big thing to give up the way of life we have. Now quite a bit less hectic. The nightlife and the protests are pretty scarce. Now mostly spend the long days walking through the city. Empty as a tomb. Sometimes I miss the top of the food chain. Industry commerce. started dropping, the ice floes began to freeze. From time to time, we all get a bit restless with no one advertising to us constantly. The tribe at the former airport, some nights has me dancing. If you don't mind gathering and hunting, we're all still pretty good at eating on the run. Things that would have been helpful to know before the revolution. Some degree